done that. It was terrible, but I think we sort of ate it, you know, or made an attempt of eating. I think they were quite satisfied if we'd sort of really made a good attempt at it, you know, without sort of throwing up afterwards.
And what about a midday meal at home?
I think it was just basically what we got. We didn't actually sit down to an actual meal, as if I can remember rightly. We just got what was there. It might be just a bit of bread and cheese or something like that. Very limited amount. We didn't have choices at all. It was just really something to sort of fill you up at the time. There was no such thing as biscuits, cakes, unless Mum would bake sometimes, but or she'd bake a what she'd call a cake of bread, and it was like the soda bread that they have now, but she never called it soda bread. She'd make it, and I mean, she couldn't understand the English people here. She said they didn't know how to cook bread, and so I mean, a neighbour had run out of bread one day, and she said, "Oh, have you got a piece of bread?" said my mother, and my mother said, "Oh, I'll knock you a batch up," and she sort of done her a cake of bread and took it home. Well, all her children raved about it, you know, this sort of thing, you know. But we always took it for granted because Mum would always just sort of turn a hand to it. It was like she'd make potato cakes on a Sunday with them, and I've tried to do them, but I can't do them like she did. And she'd just mash potatoes and things and flour and put so much in, but she never measured it. She just threw it all in together, and she'd shape it all out and put it in the pan and cook it up. It was lovely.
What was your main meal, evening meal?
I think that was mostly bacon and cabbage. We ate a lot of bacon and cabbage in those days, you know. I think it was probably cheaper, and it was probably the meal that Dad sort of enjoyed making, you know. Because my husband, when we were courting, he said, "You seem to eat a lot of bacon and cabbage." I said, "I know." It was a sort of the staple diet, you know, really. I suppose the Irish probably liked their bacon and cabbage, but I think Dad probably liked it a bit more. But and then we'd have some sort of thing called col canon, and that was like a potato and cabbage and onion all together, mashed together, and that was lovely. We liked that. We liked all the sort of things that he did, you know, really. But they were all plain, normal food, you know, but what they call organic and healthy today.
Were you strict Catholics?
Yes, very. Yes, I'm a bit lapsed now, I'm afraid, but yes. And I brought my children up as Catholics. They were all made their first communions and confirmation and everything, but they too have strayed away from, you know, the thing, which I think a lot of it is to do with the people that you're surrounded by. They're not Catholics immediately around you. Whereas if you're in an environment where there's a lot of Catholics, one sort of pulls one to it, you know, a bit more, because they're looked down on, I suppose, if they don't go to church, or so and so is not going to church today, you know, whereas nobody notices us here.
Would your childhood include sort of fasting during Lent and fish on Fridays?
Yes. Even to the day Mother died, she'd never eat fish on Friday. Meat on Friday, never. She'd say to me, "What did you have today?" And I'd say, "Oh, I had sausages." "Oh," she said, "I had sausages on a Friday." And I'd say, "Well, Mum, it's changed now, you know, it's different, it's all been passed, you know." And she said, "It doesn't make any difference," she said, "the law is the law." She said, "You should eat your fish on a Friday, and if you didn't have fish..." Well, we didn't have fish at home on a Friday, because I don't suppose we had the money to buy the fish, but we had boiled eggs. We didn't You had a sort of a real spare day that day. It was sort of like you just ate a little meagrely amount, you know. You didn't eat a great deal, and you didn't sort of pig out on anything. We just sort of had the bare necessities to keep us going, you know, really. But that was life for you. You didn't question it. You just thought, well, that's it, and you just got on with it, you know. Didn't nobody else said anything, because everybody else was, I suppose, in the same boat.